Good morning, everyone.
早上好。
I'm glad we can be together today to share God's word.
高兴大家能够在一起，我们来分享神的话语。
Today, I want to talk about a particular part of the book of Acts.
今天我想讲，在《使徒行传》当中的一段，经文。
This is the occasion when the Apostle Paul visited the Greek city of Athens.
在这个 这两段经文当中，讲到保罗在探访雅典这个地方。
So let's start reading about what happened then.
我们来一起读一下经文。
Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription.To an unknown God. Now, what you worship as something unknown, I am going to proclaim to you.
保罗站在亚略巴谷当中说，众位雅典人呐，我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神。我游行的时候观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着喂食之神。你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们。
So, those of you not familiar with this passage, let me set the stage a little bit.
如果你们不是很熟悉这两段经文的话，我来讲一下这个背景。
Paul ended up taking many trips to a lot of different places. This happens to be one of them, the Greek city of Athens.
当时，保罗探访了很多地方，雅典是其中之一。
After becoming a Christian, Paul pretty much had the same purpose for every place he went to.
成为基督徒之后，保罗到达的每一个地方，他的目的只有一个。
And that purpose was, everywhere he went, he was going to share the good news of Jesus Christ with the people in that city or town.
每到一个地方，保罗他都会，他的目的就是要向当地的人们来，传扬福音，告诉他们，真理，神的真理。
And so he has that same mission.When he gets to the city of Athens.
所以到雅典之后，保罗也有担任同样的目的。
But what I want to look at today is the strategy, the approach that Paul uses with the people in this city.
今天我讲的是，保罗在雅典的时候他所用的一个，策略，来传扬他的，这真理福音。
So the first thing we can see from this passage is that Paul took the time to actually walk around the city and look at things.
首先保罗在雅典他就是在走在当时的街道然后观察当地的一个文化。
He says, I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship.
他说我在游行的时候观看你们所敬拜的。
And as we can see, he has a reason for doing this, and that reason is not to be a tourist.
他做这件事情是有原因的，而不是纯粹的，是作为一个游客。
He walked around and looked at the things in the city so that he would be better prepared to tell these people about Jesus.
他走，走在当时的，走在城市当中来看观察他当地的文化，然后来为他，之后传扬福音做准备。
And you can see from the scripture how Paul uses that strategy, how he uses what he observed to start talking to the people in Athens about God.
我们之后可以看到，保罗是用这样的方式来，来预备自己，来让，传扬福音，告诉他们，真神。
So it helps us to understand a little bit about the city of Athens.
接下来我们来看一下，就是当时雅典的一个背景。
So this is around the time of Christ, and at that time,Athens was the cultural center of that part of the world.
在耶稣的那个年代，雅典是当时的一个文化中心。
The Roman Empire was in charge. They were the military power.
当时是罗马帝国统治的时代，他们的军事力量，控制了大部分的，欧洲。
At one time, the Greeks had been the military power, but Rome conquered them.
但在之前是，希腊，它是当时统治的一个，但是，但然后罗马帝国将希腊，帝国给推翻了。
But even though Rome had the military power, the cultural power was actually still with Greece.
虽然，罗马帝国将当时的军事力量非常的强大，但是，希腊文化仍然是非常的普及在当时。
And we know this historically because the Greek language and the Greek religion spread all through the Roman Empire.
因为当时，希腊这个语言和它的宗教，散播到了整个罗马帝国。
In fact, Greek religion was so strong that the Romans ended up basically copying it.
当时，希腊的这样一个宗教体系非常的强大，导致甚至罗马帝国也是在复制这个希腊的一个宗教。
That's why for students, sometimes studying the ancient religion of that time can be confusing, because you end up with two sets of names.
如果是在学习希腊文明的那个历史的时候，可能会有一些困惑，因为它有两个同样非常相似的一个体系。
You have these gods who had their original Greek names.
有。在这个一个体系当中有很多神是来自于希腊的一个文化。
But we also know of their Roman names.
同样的另外一个体系当中同样的神却有一个罗马的一个名字。
It's the same God, just two different names.
那这些是同样的神但是却有两个不同的名字。
So the Romans literally, copied the Greek religion and just applied their own names.
所以罗马当时就是复制了希腊的一个宗教的一个系统。
And the Greek language was spoken throughout the Roman Empire. That was basically the official language that you could use in any part of the empire.
希腊语言也是当时罗马帝国所用的一个官方的语言，所有的罗马帝国都是用在用希腊文。
And that is why many parts of the original New Testament are actually written in Greek.
所以当时所以在新约圣经当中很大的一部分都是用希腊文写的。
So the bottom line is the culture of Greece and the culture of Athens was incredibly important at the time of Paul and of Jesus.
所以在保罗和耶稣那个时代，希腊的文化和雅典的文化在当时是非常的重要的。
It affected many parts of the world.
在当时的影响非常的大。
And it's very similar to how American culture now affects many parts of the world that we live in.
和现在就是美国的文化对全世界的影响是非常相似的。
American culture even affects the culture over in China and Taiwan.
美国文化甚至影响到了中国甚至中国台湾。
How do we know this?
我们是怎么知道的呢?
Very simple. When there are illegal copies of movies in America, they get over to China and Taiwan very, very quickly.
一个很典型的例子就是当美国一部电影要上映的时候在中国和台湾就会有很多的就会非常快的流到中国和台湾有盗版的情况。
But you do not see a whole lot of illegal copies of Chinese movies here in America.
你很少见到中国的电影盗版的情况在美国。
Also, sadly, the negative parts of American culture are also spreading throughout the world.
但是美国文化的一个负面的影响也同样的散播到了世界各地。
in both America and in China, marriage used to actually mean something.
婚姻在中国原在中国在其他地方都是非常有意义重要的。
Now in both places, it has become much less important.
但是现在在美国在中国婚姻越来越并不受到重视。
The divorce rate in China is climbing and is starting to match the same in here in America.
在中国的离婚率也已经在不断的上升，已经接近美国的离婚率。
And at least among the young people over in China and Taiwan, their attitudes about things like homosexuality are pretty much no different from the young people here in America.
在中国和台湾年轻人对于同性恋的一个看法已经和美国这边年轻人相比已经没有什么不一样。
So just as Paul spent some time looking at the Greek culture, we're going to spend a little time looking at American culture because of its importance.
就像是保罗在这里非常的在谈论到雅典的文化的时候，我们在这边也要讲一下美国的文化，因为这也是非常重要的。
So the first thing that Paul noticed when he walked around the city of Athens is he saw a lot of statues of the Greek gods.
当保罗走在在雅典的时候，他观察当地的文化，他看到的是从他看到的，他们了解到。当地人所敬拜的偶像。
And it's still true that you can learn a lot about what's important in a culture by looking at the things that have been built.
你可以从人们所在从一些建筑当中可以看到当地人所敬拜的所相信的。
So let's look at some of the things that we can see that have been built in America.
我们来看一下我们在美国已经的一些建筑。
So, I'd already said this. Paul walked around Athens. He looked at what was there.
像刚才讲到的保罗在雅典他也在观察雅典的一个文化。
Most importantly, he learned about their idols or what they worshipped from what he saw in the city.
保罗从他看到的了解到他们所敬拜的偶像。
And it's important for us to understand this term idol.
非常重要的是我们要了解什么是偶像。
An idol is not necessarily a statue like a Buddha.
偶像并不是说是一个一座雕像，像是菩萨，像是佛的一个雕像。
It doesn't necessarily have to be a material object like a statue or a building.
偶像并不仅仅局限于一个你可以看见的一个雕像。
An idol is what you worship.
偶像是你所崇拜的。
Ultimately, your idol.Is what you trust in the most.
而且偶像也是你最信任的。
So again, if there was a brand new visitor to America and to Albuquerque, what would that visitor learn about our idols from what you can see?
如果是一个游客，他从来没有来到Albuquerque 这个地方，他第一次来到的时候，从他所看见的，他可以了解到什么呢？
So I think a number of you are familiar with this building.
我想你们非常熟悉这个建筑。
I certainly noticed it when I first moved to Albuquerque.
在我第一次搬到 Albuquerque 的时候，这个建筑引起了我的注意。
I've been here long enough that I still think of this as the First National Building.
我在这里住了很久，但是我仍认为这个建筑是这里的一个全国性的建筑。
In case you're not familiar with this, you can find it by Lomas and San Mateo.
如果你从来没有见过的话，你可以从这个建筑是在 Lomas San Mateo 的一个交叉路口。
And it's a bank building.
这是一个银行的建筑。
If you go down the street from our church a little bit, you run into a whole bunch of buildings for our two malls.
如果说你从走出教会的话，你可以看到有
shopping mall
哦，有一个非常大的商场。
When I first moved to Albuquerque, I asked the question, why are there two big shopping malls across the street from each other?
当我搬到 Albuquerque 的时候，我在问一个问题，就是为什么有两座商场，大型的商场，他们相邻非常的近。
Never really got an answer to that.
从来没有人能够真的回答这个问题。
But main thing is, you see a lot of buildings, and particularly large buildings in America that are devoted to banks, to businesses, and essentially to money.
你可以看到在美国很多的这种大型的建筑他们都是用于比如说银行商业用于这个金钱。
The largest buildings in New York City used to be the World Trade Center.
在纽约最高最大的建筑以前是世贸大厦。
Buildings that are about money.
这个建筑都是用于赚钱的。
So a long time ago in America, particularly in states like Massachusetts and New Hampshire, and you don't have to translate those if you don't want.
在美国有像一些州，比如说麻省或是新罕布，New Hampshire.
The largest buildings in town.Were churches.
在以前的话，在这些州，其实最大的建筑在当时其实是教堂。
That was the reason for the big pointy part called the steeple, to make sure that church buildings were the tallest buildings in town.
在当时，他们会确保说这个教堂这个尖顶是这整个镇当中最高的一个建筑。
And that was deliberate because people were trying to make a statement that God is the most important thing.
这非常重要，因为当时人们想要传达的是，神在他们生活当中是最重要的。
Our tallest buildings are no longer our church buildings.
但现在，我们生活中最高的那些建筑不再是教堂。
Our tallest buildings are now these buildings.
我们现在最高的建筑都是像这样子，像银行这类的建筑。
So, a visitor, an observer can immediately tell you in America what's more important than God.
所以对游客来说，光从建筑上就能看出什么是对美国是最重要的。
Money is an idol.
金钱就是偶像之一。
What else do we see?
我们还看到什么呢？
We've got a lot of big buildings for government and for the military.
我们有很多大型的建筑是为了政府还有军事。
This also can be an idol for people.
这也同样可以成为人们的一个偶像。
And by that, again, I mean this is what you put your trust in.
我所谓的偶像就是人们所信任的。
I will entrust my safety to the government.
我将我的人身安全交托于政府。
Or to the military.
或者交托于这个军队军事力量。
Many people think America is safe because we have a very strong military.
很多人认为我们在美国非常的安全，是因为我们有一个非常强大的军队。
Now understand, I'm not saying.That you want to get rid of government and you want to get rid of the military. That's not what I'm saying.
我并不是说我们要完全无政府无军队。
What I am saying is it can become an idol where you trust in these things more than you trust in God.
我所要说的是，我们有可能相信信任政府军队更胜于我们相信神。
And for a number of people in America.That is very true.
对，在美国的有一部分人来说，他们最信任的就是政府和军队。
We trust in science and technology.
同样的，我们也相信科学和技术。
Now, again, I'm definitely not saying get rid of this, because this is where my job is.
我当然也不是说，当然是说不要，没有说要完全没有这个 Sandy 这个实验室，因为我就在这个实验室工作。
You can see from our buildings and also where our money is spent that we put a lot of emphasis in our culture on science and technology.
从这些建筑，从这些建筑和我们的钱所投入的一些项目当中，可以看出我们是如何的依赖科学和技术。
We trust.In science and technology to solve many of our problems.
我们相信科学和技术可以解决我们很多问题。
And I'm an engineer, so I know that science and technology can help with a lot of things.
我是一个工程师，所以我知道科学和技术可以解决一些我们的一些问题。
But should I trust in that more than I trust in God?
但是我们是否要相信科学和技术更胜于我们相信神呢？
Some of our largest structures are for sports.
很多大型的建筑很多是为了体育。
That's also where a lot of our money goes.
也是我们很多这些资金所投入的一个地方。
Anyone watch the Super Bowl last week?
有没有人看到超级万上周的超级万
？Big stadium, right?
非常大的一个体育场馆。
Lot of money.
非常多的钱投在里面。
Is this where we find our ultimate joy?
在这些体育赛事当中，是不是我们的那个快乐的来源呢
？In my lifetime in America.I've watched movie theaters get bigger and bigger and bigger.
在我生活在美国这些年，电影院也在不断的扩建。
Especially if you go to the really large screen theater, the IMAX.
特别是你去看IMAX 电影，有非常大的一个屏幕。
Clearly something that's very important in our culture.
很明显的这个。是非常在我们的文化当中占了非常大的一个比重。
Is it more important than God?
但是它和神相比，会比我们神更重要吗
？College and education.
大学和教育。
I'll give a dollar to someone who can identify that campus for me. There you go. She gets the dollar. from looking at both the structures, the size of the campuses, and how much money is spent, it's clear that education is something very important in our culture.
从这些大学的校园、大这些建筑和这些资金的投入，我们可以看到，教育在我们的文化当中占了一个非常大的比重。
And again, I am not saying this is something that we should get rid of.
同样的，我也并没有说我们要完全脱离教育。
But is it more important than God?
但是它会比我们的神更重要吗？
So let's look at the next thing that Paul did after he observed the idols in Athens and started to talking to the people about them.
我们来看一下，当保罗观察到当地人所敬拜的那些神之后，他所传达的一个信息。
And as we'll see, what Paul starts doing here is he starts talking about the true God.
我们可以看到，保罗在这边要说的是，要传扬的是什么是真神。
The God who made the world and everything in it.Is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by hands. And he has not served by human hands as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. From one man he made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live. God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring.
创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离我们个人不远，我们生活、动作、存留都在乎他。就如你们作诗的有人说，我们也是他所生的。
So Paul actually tells us a lot about God in this very short passage.
所以在这几段经节当中，保罗非常详细地描述了什么。谁是真神?
We won't study all of it in detail this morning, but I encourage you to go through this passage carefully on your own.
我们接下来信息当中还是会讲到这几段经节，但是当你们自己读的时候，也希望你们能够非常留意。
But the main point that Paul is making here is that the true God is vastly better and superior to all of these statues that are in the city of Athens.
在这里，保罗要说的是，真神和圣真神是凌驾于那些雅典人所敬拜的那些神之上，超乎那些雅典人所敬拜的神。
The real God is much better than any idol.
真神比其他的偶像要比偶像要好很多。
That's Paul's main point to the people of Athens.
这是保罗要对雅典人所说的。
And that's the same message we want to communicate to anyone that we might know who is not a Christian.
这也是我们要对还没有信主的朋友要传达的一个信息。
And to anyone we might know who is trapped in worshiping an idol.
特别是对那些正在敬拜偶像的那些朋友们，我们所要表达的。
Because as Paul shows us here, being freed from the idol is the first step on the path to God.
像是保罗这边在这里所说的，远离偶像是你靠近神的第一步。
In order to be willing to go to Jesus Christ, a person first has to be ready to let go of their idol.
如果你要决定跟随主耶稣的话，你第一步要做的就是要远离你所敬拜的那些偶像。
We can help people in that process.By explaining to them why Jesus is better than the idol they're holding on to.
我们所能做的就是帮助他们了解，为什么耶稣比那些偶像要好太多。
That's what Paul's doing here.
这也是保罗在这里所说的。
And the reason that's so important is because.God himself says he has to come first.
在这里非常重要的就是神曾经说过，你们要把我放在首位。
Very first commandment. Those of you who were here for our New Year's celebration can probably remember when Ralph led the kids in reciting the Ten Commandments.
如果你们来参加来参加过这里的我们这里的新年的聚会的话，你会记得Ralph 曾经让孩子们来背诵这个十条诫命。
Well, this is commandment number one.
这就是十个诫命当中的第一个诫命。
You shall have no other gods before me.
就是除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
In other words, God says there should be absolutely nothing that is more important to us than God.
神这里说的就是，除了我神之外，你们不能有其他的来凌驾于我之上。
That's why an idol is anything that you worship instead of God.
所以这里偶像就是敬拜拜偶像，就是你们相信敬拜偶像胜于你们敬拜神。
Or anything that you trust more than God.
或是你们相信某样东西，某样某个偶像胜于你们相信神。
Because if that's true, if you have something that you worship instead of God, or that you trust more than God, then that thing, whatever it is more important to you than God himself.
如果你敬拜某样某个东西使你敬拜或者是你最相信的灵胜于你相信神，那么这样东西对于你来说就比神更重要。
And that's what God says we should not do.
这是神说的我们不应该做的。
So, the challenge before us is to try to follow Paul's pattern of explaining to others that God is better and greater than these idols.
借着保罗在这里的解释，我们可以解释神为什么凌驾于任何的偶像之上。
Let's look at some examples of how we might try to do that.
我们来看一下我们如何才能做到这一点呢？
So let's go back to the first one we talked about, which is essentially money.
我们回到我们第一个第一个讲到的就是金钱。
So one thing we know is that God lasts forever, but money does not.
我们知道神是永恒的，但是金钱不是。
God is better.
所以神更好。
Jesus himself talked about this a number of times.
耶稣也谈到这一点很多次。
Another thing we know is that God brings joy that lasts forever. Money only brings pleasure that is temporary.
还有就是神能带来永恒的喜乐，但是金钱只能带来暂时的愉悦。
Unfortunately, sometimes people won't believe this when you tell them.
很多时候人们不相信你这一点。
Some people think that money can bring you joy that lasts forever.
很多人认为金钱可以带来持久的快乐。
Sometimes people have to learn the hard way that that's not true.
很多人可能会遇到一些挫折，然后才会意识到这一点。
But if you're talking with someone who really believes that money brings you joy forever, there are lots of examples you can point to.That show that is just not true.
如果有人告诉你金钱可以带来长持久的快乐的话，你可以有很多例子可以告诉他们其实不是这样的。
And the Bible tells us God loves you. Money does not love you.
在圣经当中神说神爱你，但是金钱不会。
What about the government or military power?
我们再来看一下政府和军事。
God is all powerful.
神是万能的。
Government power, military power is limited.
政府和军队的力量却是有限的。
Most importantly, God has the power to change people's hearts.
特别重要的是神有这个力量来改变人的心。
I cannot put a gun to someone else's head and change their heart for them.
我不能用指着一个人的头，用枪指着一个人的头，然后让他改变他的心意。
All the power of all the men in the world cannot change someone's heart.
人不能靠自己的力量，然后来改变其他人的心意。
Only God can do that.
只有神才能做到。
God is righteous.
神是公义的。
Government and military power can be used for evil, for wrong things.
然而政府和军队却可能被用于邪恶。
And we have plenty of examples in history of governments and military power being used for evil.
在历史上我们可以看到很多的例子，政府和军队被用于从事一些非常邪恶的事情。
And God never fails, but government and military power can fail in trying to do what they want to do.
神是不会失败的，但是政府和军队却会。
In fact, there's a joke, if you want to make sure something doesn't work, make it a government project.
有一个笑话就是，如果你希望某样事情不无法完成的话，那你就让它变成一个政府的项目。
Sadly, there is some truth to that.
很可惜的就是这确实也是真的。
What about science and technology?
再来看一下科学和技术。
So again, God is all powerful. Science and technology are not.
神是万能的，科学和技术却是有限的。
Have lives gotten better through science and technology? Yes, in the material sense, they have.
科学和技术是不是让我们的生活更加的美好呢？确实是是的，在物质上。
But all the science in the world cannot save one person's soul.
但是我们的科学和技术却不能够拯救人的灵魂。
Can we use it for God's purposes? Yes, we can.
我们是不是可以用科学技术来用于神的事工？我们可以。
I'm doing that right now. I'm using technology to help explain about God.
比如说我现在就在用电脑，用这个幻灯片，也就是用技术来让传达神的信息。
But it cannot replace God.
但是却不能取代神。
And it can never be more important than God.
也不能比神更重要。
That's the point.
这是我要说的。
Again, God is righteous.
同样的，神也是公义的。
But science has nothing at all to tell us about what is right and what is wrong.
科学和技术却不能告诉你对错。
Just because I can do something scientifically does not make it right.
就像如果我从科学的角度做非常的科学，但是却不能说我是做的是对的。
God's the one who can tell us what is right and what is wrong.
神才能告诉我们对和错。
And again, God never fails.
神已不会失败。
But I can tell you from personal experience, science and technology can definitely fail.
我可以从个人的经验告诉你们，科学和技术却并不是完美的，他们会失败。
And that's because they're the results of people, and people are imperfect.
因为这是人所努力的结果，因为人会失败，所以科学技术也会失败。
So again, God is eternal, but all these forms of entertainment are temporary.
同样神是永恒的，但是这种各样的娱乐形式都是暂时的。
They will not last forever.
他们不会长久。
God is the source of eternal joy, joy that does last forever.
神是永恒喜乐的源泉，这个喜乐是长久的。
Sure, you can feel better from entertainment, but it is only temporary.
确实这样这些娱乐的形式会给你带来快乐，但是这个快乐都是暂时的。
That's why, unfortunately, some people just have to get more and more and more.
所以人们都会想要得到更多更多的快乐从这些体育或者是这种娱乐项目当中。
It's a desperate attempt to make something that is temporary last longer.
这对他们来说是这些举动是为了能够得到更多的快乐因为这些快乐都不会长久。
And again, I can tell you from personal experience, that just does not work.
从我个人的经验也可以告诉你们这却这个并不能够带来长久的快乐。
God is all-knowing and wise, but we are limited in our understanding.
神是 无所不知充满智慧的而我们所了解的却十分有限。
One of the worst mistakes to make is to assume that someone who's educated knows everything.
有一个非常有一个错误的认识就是如果你觉得这个人非常如果有非常受过非常高等的教育你会认为他非常有智慧。
I've spent time at 3 different universities.
我在三所大学学习过。
And I can tell you,People in universities do not know everything.
我可以告诉你们在大学里面并人们并不知道很多东西。
I'm sure our brothers and sisters in Christ who teach at those places would agree.
我想有一些弟兄姊妹的在大学里教书的可以告诉你们这是真的。
But God does know everything.
但是神却是无所不知的。
God is righteous.
神是公义的。
But education today, especially at the college level, is not righteous.
但是今天的教育，特别是大学的教育，却并不是公义的。
What is taught in today's universities is not God's righteousness, but human righteousness.
今天的教育是教我们所谓人的公义，而不是神的公义。
And a number of times, it's actually the opposite.Of God's righteousness.
有时甚至是与神的公义背道而驰。
And we see the results of some of that.
我们也可以看到这样所导致的一些结果。
The Bible tells us that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
圣经告诉我们对神的敬畏是智慧的开端。
And the sad thing is, the very first and oldest universities in America used to follow that principle.
在美国最古老的也是第一所大学曾经也是也是用同样的。
Harvard University was founded on this principle, that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
在像哈佛他就是有这样的一个宗旨就是对神的敬畏是智慧的开端。
It used to be that if you did not first have a Bible education and you didn't know your Bible, Harvard would not let you in.
曾经如果你没有上过读过圣经上过圣经的课你是不能够进入哈佛的。
Today's education ignores God.
今天的教育却在漠视神。
And tries to say to the students, there is no God.
甚至告诉学生这个世界没有神。
Here are some quotes to demonstrate that.
这里我们引用一些有一些引用。
And I apologize for these long quotes. We try to arrange things.So that students who enter as bigoted, homophobic, religious fundamentalists will leave college with views more like our own. So we are going to go right on trying to discredit you in the eyes of your children, trying to strip your fundamentalist religious community of dignity, trying to make your views seem silly rather than discussable.
Richard Rorty 教授，其中一个教授就说到，我们要做的就是让那些原来是顽固的、害怕同性恋的、虔诚的原教旨主义者，当他们离开学校的时候，会与我们有相同的价值观。所以我们要让你们的孩子不再相信你，脱去你原来原教旨主义者宗教社区的尊严，让你们的信仰看起来愚蠢，并且嗤之以鼻。
That is a very common view of God and the Bible held in the university, that the Bible is not only wrong, but that it is evil.
这样的观点在大学当中非常的普遍，就是要告诉学生，神是没有神，并且神是邪恶的。
Second quote, I personally feel that the teaching of modern science is corrosive of religious belief, and I'm all for that. If scientists can destroy the influence of religion on young people, then I think it may be the most important contribution that we can make. Dr. Steven Weinberg.
第二个引用是Steve Wonder 教授，他说到，我个人认为教授现代科学是对宗教信仰的侵蚀，我对此完全赞同。如果科学家可以摧毁宗教对年轻人的影响，我认为这是我们可以做的最大的贡献。
So what is very common now is for young people to graduate from high school as Christians, go off to college, and not long after arriving at college, they no longer believe in God.
这是一个非常普遍的现象，就是当一个高中生他是一个原来是一个基督徒，在高中毕业之后进入大学，然后在大学没有过几个月之后，他就决定不再相信神。
You can see part of the reason why.
你可以看出这个当中的原因是什么。
From various surveys, what we find is that across a large number of universities, only 6% of professors say the Bible is the actual word of God.
有一个大型的问卷，在各个高校当中，当中最后的结果是，仅有6%的教授们认为圣经是来自于神的话语。
That is a big part of our culture.
这是我们文化当中的占了一个很大的一个比重。
Here's the fruit.
这是这个导致的结果。
So this happened a little over a week ago, I believe.
这个事情发生的大概是在一周之前。
At the University of California at Berkeley, there was someone who was supposed to come and speak.
在加州伯克利大学，有一个讲员，要给一个叫讲座。
I don't know many details about this speaker.
我并不知道这个要给讲座的一个讲员他的一个背景。
But he was considered to be so evil that many people at the university rioted and prevented the speaker from even being able to talk.
但是当时学生认为这个讲员他是非常的邪恶的，所以他们就用暴力抵制这个讲座。
And as you can see, there was a lot of violence.
你看到很多的暴力行为。
The Berkeley student newspaper, after this incident, had a lot of letters published from students at the university.
当伯克利大学的他一个新闻报纸，他在这个事件之后有很多这个文章发表。
And the letters basically said, good.
他们收到的那些信件，发表的这些信件当中，都觉得这个事件他们做的是对的。
Certain views should not be spoken.
有一些观点是不应该被公布讲。
And people who believe wrong things should be punished.
那些人持有那些不对的观点的人是应该被惩罚的。
They should be arrested and thrown in prison.
这些人应该被逮捕，应该被关进监狱。
This is what the tax dollars for people in California are paying for.
这是在加州，如果你交税的话，你的税所去的那些。
By the way, that same speaker came to the University of New Mexico.
也有一个讲员要在新墨西哥大学开讲座。
There were a bunch of protests, but at least he was allowed to talk.
也有一些学生抵制他不让他这个讲座进行。
This same university, Berkeley, about 50 years ago, had protests saying everyone should be allowed to speak.
但是在50年前在加州伯克利大学却有另外一个游行是说所有的人的观点都应该被听到。
Now they say, well, only certain people should be allowed to speak.
但是现在他们却说只有部分的人的观点才能被大家听到。
And we will decide who is right and who is wrong.
并且我们才能够认定对和错。
Remember what I said about God being the one to say what is right and what is wrong?
还记得我前面说到只有神才能够告诉我们什么是对的什么是错的。
Now the universities say we decide what is right and what is wrong.
但是现在在大学当中大学生他们说我们才是可以决定什么是对的什么是错的。
Sounds like an idol to me.
对我来说这就是一个偶像。
Again, am I saying that we should eliminate universities?
但是我们是不是应该减少大学的教育呢？
No.
不。
But don't make them an idol.
但是不要把大学教育变成一个偶像。
Unless that's the kind of God you want.
如果这是你认为神应该是的样子。
And also, prepare your kids before you send them off to the university or even before you send them off to school.
然而你要预备好你的孩子当他们要进入大学的时候。
Because if they are Christians, they will need to defend themselves.
因为如果他们是基督徒的话他们要保护他们自己。
Not just verbally, but maybe physically.
不仅仅是言语上的甚至是身体上的。
Last thing that Paul does is he talks about this.
这是保罗在雅典最后的一段话。
Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by man's design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead.
我们既是神所生的，就不当以为神的神性像人用手艺、心思所雕刻的金银石。世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不监察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
There are two main points that Paul makes here to the people of Athens.
在这里，保罗提到了两点。
The first point he makes is the day is coming when God is no longer going to accept this worship of idols.
他说到神已经定了日子，这个日子就他不再接受人们敬拜其他的偶像。
And that people are commanded by God to turn away from the idols and turn to God.
他命令人们要脱离偶像，然后转向神。
The second main thing that Paul tells them is, how do you know this is true? Very simple. Because Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
第二点就是我们怎么知道这是真的呢？就是因为耶稣从死里复活。
So, these are the things that we need to keep in mind. God commands people to repent.
这里几点是我们要记住的，就是神命人要忏悔。
That means rejecting the idols and embracing God.
这意味着我们要拒绝偶像，要回归向神。
Renouncing or doing away with sin and instead pursuing righteousness.
要与罪脱离，追求公义。
He also says that Jesus will be the judge.
保罗也说到耶稣会审判。
But Paul concludes by telling them, we know all this is true because Jesus rose from the dead.
保罗也说我们知道这是真的，是因为耶稣从死里复活。
So there is a lot of evidence that we can point to support the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
有很多证据我们可以指向耶稣死里复活。
That's a whole different discussion, and I will not cover that today.
这有很多的讨论，但是我们今天就先不讲。
Two books that I can recommend that are very good on that is one, The Case for Christ.
这里有两本书我可以推荐的，第一本就是The Case of Christ.
And the other, The Case for the Resurrection.
第二本书就是 The Case for the Resurrection.
But we can do the same thing that Paul did with even more historical background to explain to people, how do I know this is true? Because I know that Jesus rose from the dead.
我们可以用保罗在这里所说的就是我们如何知道这是真的，因为耶稣从死里复活。
So what we need to help others do and do ourselves is to trust in God and not in idols.
我们如何可以帮助我们身边的人，也是提醒我们自己呢？就是要相信神，而不是偶像。
It all starts with faith in Jesus.
所以一切的开始就是要相信耶稣。
Once I trust in Jesus, then the door is open for me to have faith in God's word.
一旦你相信耶稣，你就开了一扇门，然后你就可以你相信神的话语。
Through God's word, I can have faith in God's promises.
通过神的话语，你会相信神的应许。
And also, I can have faith in God's character, in who He is.
然后你可以相信神的性情，知道神是谁。
That's how you fight against an idol.
这是你如何可以同偶像抗争。
So Paul provides us an example of how to talk to other people about their idols.
保罗给我们树立了一个榜样，是如何跟人谈论他们的偶像。
Are we willing to follow that example?
我们是否也愿意跟随这个榜样？
And are we willing to apply it in our own lives to any idols that we might have?
也可以用到我们自己的，运用到我们自己的生活当中来远离偶像。
Thank you.
谢谢。
让我们安心在神的面前向他祷告。
Let's quiet our hearts before God and pray to Him. In your life, what is your idol?
可能有很多的东西成为我们生命的偶像。
Perhaps many things have become the idols in our lives.
把这些偶像摆在神的前面。
Put these idols before God.
让我们在神的面前审查自己的心。
Let's come before God and examine ourselves.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
让你成为我们生命的首位。
That you may be first in our lives.
求你坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.